examine a different word. If I remember right, we studied the word repentance and conviction last year, I believe. But anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about faith. Now, the word faith appears about 250 times in the Bible, depending on what translation you're reading from, about 250 times. And we all know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 tells us that. But what is faith? And how do we have it? Now, as I thought about that, I thought about a couple of kinds of faith. And the first one that I thought about is what I'm going to call natural faith. And we all have that. We're going to say a little bit more about that in a moment. But the kind of faith that we really want to study tonight is faith that comes from above. Now, everybody has natural faith. We live by it every day. When you got up this morning, you displayed some types of natural faith. I mean, even coming here tonight, you had some faith. You had faith that your car would start. You had faith that it would make it here safely. You had faith in people that you don't even know, that they would stay on their side of the road and you'd stay on your side of the road. You had faith when you got here to walk inside the building and sit down in your chair. And I didn't see any of you pick up your chair and examine it and look at it and set it back down. No, you had faith that chair would support you. Now, some of you have more faith in that than others. But we all have a certain type or a certain amount of faith. You know, you have faith that the people who built and designed this building built it and designed it in such a way that it's not going to come crashing down on our heads. So that is what we call natural faith. But that is not the kind of faith that we want to study tonight. And that is not the kind of faith that is pleasing to God. Now, the Bible tells us in Romans, Galatians, and twice in the book of Hebrews that the just shall what? The just shall live by faith. So what is that kind of faith? And how do we get it? Now, our focal scripture tonight is found in Romans chapter 10, and it's really verse 17. But I want us to back up all the way to verse 6 and read from verse 6 through verse 17. And tonight, by the way, if you're here Sunday night, I have a different Bible tonight, and it's got some big print in it. So if I mess up the reading tonight, it's just from ignorance. I can't see the word, which could happen, by the way. But anyways, Romans chapter 6, and we'll read chapter 10, we'll read verses 6 through 10. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? Or how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. However, they did not all heed the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? And this is our main verse tonight. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And in the New Testament, it actually says faith comes by hearing by the word of God. But this, I'm reading from the NASB tonight. But anyway, so faith cometh by hearing. And I want us to see three things about faith, that if we're going to have the kind of faith that the Lord would like for us to have, that I believe the scripture points out tonight. So I have to be honest with you. Now, I struggle with my faith from time to time. I mean, I do. And I think if we're going to be honest with each other, all of us struggle with faith from time to time. So we have to be honest with ourselves. But we don't need to just brush that off as something lightly when we have unbelief in our heart. We tend to say, well, you know, maybe I have weak faith, but I have faith, and we just kind of brush it off as not that big of a deal. But I want to point out that unbelief is a big deal. And it's really a sin. And if you think about it, it is the worst sin. Now, think about this. If a man dies and goes to hell, if that man dies and goes to hell, the sin of adultery did not send him to hell. The sin of lust did not send him to hell. The sin of greed did not send him to hell. The sin of theft, disobedience, all those things, none of those things send him to hell. What sent him to hell? His unbelief. That's what sent him to hell. So we need to be very careful about our unbelief. John chapter 3, verse 18 says this: he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So we need to be very careful about our unbelief. Unbelief is not what God has called us into. See, our unbelief makes God out to be a liar. And it really nullifies Jesus' death on the cross. So anyways, I want us to see three things that the Bible teaches us about faith. I want us to see the focus of our faith. Where does faith come from? I want us to see the source of our faith. The purpose of our faith. What does God want us to do with our faith? And I want us to see the focus of our faith. What are you putting your faith in? Now, all those things are important. Now, the first thing I want to point out is that faith is not just positive thinking. Now, I like positive thinking. I think it's something we all could use a little more of. I mean, who wants to be around negative people? No, we all like positive thinking. But positive thinking is not faith. See, that's just believing in yourself. Positive thinking is believing in yourself. The faith that I want to talk about is faith from above. Now, I heard a story about a little girl who didn't do very well in school. She was always struggling. So one day she came home from school and she said, "Daddy, I don't think I did very good on my math test." He said, "Honey, you need to be more positive." She said, "Okay, I'll try. I know I didn't do very good on my math test." Now listen, faith is not positive thinking. Faith cannot be directed at faith. Our faith has to be directed in the right thing. And the right thing is Jesus Christ. Now, contrary to what some preachers on TV say, faith is not name it and claim it. Faith is not something you pull out of your wallet and use at your own leisure like you do money at the grocery store. True faith is always directed toward God. You can't have faith in faith. I hope I'm making sense to you. Now some people think faith is what you can believe in. They say whatever you believe, you can achieve. Now that's not faith. Now, if that's your faith, then one day you're going to be disappointed. Because you cannot, just because you believe something does not make it true. I had a friend, went to school with my brother, and they were going off to college together back in the 80s. They were going off to Auburn. And occasionally they'd let me spend some time with them. They were a little older than I was. But my brother's friend was rather tall. is about 6'7", so 6'8". And he was actually a really good basketball player, you know, for around here. And so one day we was eating lunch before he went off to college, and he told my brother and myself, he said, you know, when I get down to Auburn, I'm gonna walk on the basketball team. We looked at each other and said, what? He said, yeah, he said, I know I can make the team. I'm gonna walk on. And we said, are you really sure you want to do that? He said, yeah, no, it won't be a problem. So he goes off down there, and they get settled in. Him and my brother living in an apartment together. And he goes over to the gymnasium to watch him practice. He walks in there and sets down. Charles Barkley's running up down the court. And he decides, you know what? Maybe these guys are out of line. Now listen, he had faith. He had all the faith in the world. He believed with all his heart that he could play basketball for Auburn. But his faith was in the wrong thing. You can't put your faith in just faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now you say, well, maybe my faith is small. Well, let me tell you, small faith directed in the right thing is better than large faith directed in the wrong thing. You remember the story in the Bible where there's a man who comes to Jesus and he has a boy who is demon-possessed? And he says to Jesus, he said, Jesus, if you would, my son could be healed. What did Jesus say to him? He said, do you believe I can heal him? The man's answer was, I believe, but help my unbelief. Now the boy was saved. Now that man had little faith, but it was directed toward the right thing. Have you ever been there? Have you ever just said, you know, Lord, I believe. I have faith, but Lord, help my unbelief. Charles Spurgeon said that even a trembling hand can receive a precious gift. So what are you putting your faith in? So I want you to understand that your faith is not just faith in faith, or faith in your own ability, or faith in your wealth, or faith in your riches. It's not what you can do, but faith has to be directed toward our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to also see not only the focus of our faith, but I want us to see the source of our faith. If we're going to have faith, the kind of faith that the Lord would like for us to have, then we must hear from God. We're not going to have any faith apart from hearing from God. I want us to look back at verse 14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? Do you want to have faith? You need to hear from God. Now, how does the Lord answer our prayers? Well, the Bible tells us that if we ask him anything, according to what? According to his will, he hears us. But how do we know his will? Well, we must have a word from God. Now, look back in verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we've been taught, if you've gone here very long, Brother Jack, you say it all the time, Joe David says it, what is this? This is the word of God. But what's the Greek? It's the Logos, right? I mean, I know y'all have heard that. Brother Jack's called it that. Joe David called it that. This is the Logos, or the word of God. But in verse 17 here, if you look at this, pick out the word, the word there doesn't go back to the translation Logos. The word there goes back to the translation Rhema. Now, this is hard to explain. I'm not sure I'm doing a good job. But try to bear with me, try to understand this. The Rhema is literally means to have a word from the word. That Jesus Christ is speaking through the Logos, through his word, to us. That's what that literally means. Now, I don't know if that, you may be more messed up now than you were when you come in. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, if we're going to have faith, the kind of faith that the Lord would love for us to have a word from God. There's nothing apart from that that's going to supply the kind of faith that we need. Now, the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, the word, I want to point out this too, the word hope here is not used the same way that we use the word hope. I say, you know, I hope that it quits raining, and I hope it does. I hope when I go home, Judy feeds me what I want to eat. You know, I hope my car starts. I hope I get a new job. That's the way we use the word hope. But the word hope here does not mean that kind of hope. The word that's used here literally means the word assurance. So it means really rock solid assurance. I have assurance. Therefore, my faith is strong because God, through his word, has spoken to me. He's given me a word. And I don't just have hope in that word. I have an assurance in his word that what comes from my Bible time and my study, that God speaks to me, and I have assurance that this is what he wants me to do. That's what that verse means. Now, Ron Dunn said this. I want to point out again that faith is not just faith in faith. Ron Dunn said this. Maybe you've heard it. We go to the doctor that we've never seen before. He says that we have an illness that we've never heard of. He writes us a prescription that we cannot read. We carry it to a pharmacist that we do not know. He charges us for something that tastes like poison. Then we go back the next month for more of the same thing. Now that is faith. That is. But it's not the kind of faith that comes from above. Don't have faith in faith. Faith is kind of like a revival. It's not something that we can work up. Faith has to come from above. We can't grit our teeth and position ourselves and bow up our bodies and say, I'm going to believe, I'm going to believe, I'm going to believe, I'm going to believe. No, that is not the kind of faith that the Lord Jesus is talking about. It's not the kind of faith that he would like for all of us to have. That is just faith in faith. We have to have a faith. Our faith comes from a word of God. Now, we're going to get out early tonight. But there's one other thing I'd like for us to talk about as it relates to faith. And that is not only what is our faith directed toward, and not only where does our faith come from, but what is the purpose of our faith? Why did God choose faith for us to communicate with him? Well, I just said it, but as I said earlier now, listen, faith is not money in your pocket that you can spend whenever you wish. It's not having the Midas touch. It's not hitting the easy button. It's not going down to Burger King so you can have it your way. That is not what faith is. Now, I know I'm always quoting Adrian Rogers, but I got one more quote I want to quote from him. He said this. He said, faith is not getting man's will done in heaven, but it's getting God's will done on earth. So you say, my faith must be in God's will. Well, yes. See, faith is not getting what you want when you want it. That would be equivalent to God serving us instead of us serving God. That's not the way faith works. But 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says this. Says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now you say, well, you know, you got to be in God's will. That's no fun. Well, listen, you know, being in God's will is not something you have to do. It's something you get to do. We're not held prisoner by being in God's will. We're set free by being in his will. The Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not the faith that saves you. It's not the faith that moves mountains. God saves us, and God is the one who moved mountains. But God saves us by his hand of grace meeting our hand of faith, and that is the way he uses to communicate with us. And faith is just the conduit that God uses to speak to his people and to work through his people. Faith is here for one purpose, and that is that God's will be done on earth. Now, I don't know if faith is any plainer to you now than it was when you come in. I know some of that was kind of hard to get, was for me. But faith, we need to be very keenly aware that our faith is directed toward God. It's not in persons, it's not in our conduct, it's not in our money or our fame or our fortune, and it's not self-will. But faith has to be directed toward God. Our faith always comes from God. We have to have a word from God in order to have faith. I mean, I can't go home on my own accord and just think up something and have faith in that. No, I have to have a word from God. And then God uses our faith so that his will be done on this earth. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for your word. I thank you for the way that you spoke to me as I read and studied it. And Father, I just pray that somehow you have used this to teach somebody something tonight. That's my prayer. And Father, I just pray that you would continue to bless us and that you'd keep us all safe this week, and you'd bring Brother Jack and Joe David back home safely, and Noah. So Father, we just pray these things in your name. Amen. Thank you.